Do you do? Thank you. I am counting the hours until Sunday, without knowing where such anxiousness regarding you comes from. George, it is so clear now. You think you have enslaved my existence forever. You think it's locked away, finite, limited. The limits that you envision that are known to you, and then you leave to live your true and secret life, or at least you believe that. As though the true in you could figure the phone to me. As though your absent presence could give me illusions. Or your drunken return the other day and the atrocious memory that stayed with me afterward. You can believe that this current existence is a reflection of a living reality in me. You can, and I cannot. So that if I feel the need to express myself, it is to other people, in front of other people. But it is possible to do so, so that each day, life empties itself a little bit more, disintegrates, like a body decomposing before my eyes. The most Christian time of my life was spent with you. The cult of the false victim with no pride. The offhanded way you talked about your vacation, as though the 6 weeks had flown by. The way you changed place, voice, tone. Write your books. Fabricate yourself a novel, this pathetic being that only existed thanks to my jealousy. George, you only have one chance left to help me. It is not sweetness. It is not your desire to care for me and that I call you at night. It is your truth and my own. George, do you understand? My life and my death belong to me. Right now, I'm as close to one as to the other. No person in the world can do anything any longer since I no longer find you deep down where I used to be able to find you. George, maybe I don't love you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.